Scanning the faces for which boy could be the infamous William, Melissa nearly crashes into the person in front of her. Watch it! Tanned to perfection, though she's only just arriving, and dressed in Indian print fabric that's wound into a halter-style dress, the girl huffs as she removes a bit of trailing fabric from under Melissa's shoe. Ever heard of walking properly? Melissa's gut instinct is to come back with some sarcastic comment, but instead, she's too busy wondering which boy beauty is William, and how Dove will react when she's finally in his arms.
Hell, if I can't find love myself, I may as well live vicariously through others.
When she realizes the girl is waiting for her to bow or fawn all over the minor tactical error in coordination, Melissa volunteers this.
Oh, madam, I'm so terribly sorry to have inconvenienced you.
Inside, she sticks her tongue out, but her exterior remains fixed.
Are you going to just stand there and not apologize?
Impatient for a reply, the bronzed and annoyed girl pouts her perfectly glossed lips, lifts her oversized pouchy blue leather bag onto her shoulder, and rolls her eyes.
Guess you don't have much to offer in the way of decency or class.
I did apologize.
Melissa's mouth flies open. She's determined to at least respond more, but the girl beats her to the punch and walks away. Watching her join the throngs of people collecting at the baggage and arrival areas, Melissa hopes this particular girl isn't a fair representation of the other people she'll meet on the island. The girl's blue leather bag bounces as she walks away, leaving Melissa with a bad taste in her mouth. Melissa rummages through her pockets, flustered from the interaction, and searches for gum.
Hey, what's wrong?
Dove, breathless from hauling her bags across the sandy linoleum floor, stands before Melissa expectantly.
Nothing. Just a brief encounter with one of those mythical characters, the beach bitch. You know the type. All glamour, no reality. Giant bag to hold all of her evils.
Melissa rolls her eyes, eager to forget the run-in.
But enough about that. What about you? Where is he? I can't wait to meet William.
You can't wait, Dove grins. What about me? She begins to search the crowd for William's face. The same face that caught her eye so many months back, the same one that appeared in her dreams over the time they'd been apart, making her sure that flying here was the right thing to do.
I'll find him. You find your bags. That way we can just go right away to William's house.
Melissa nods.
Sure, sounds good.
She heads off to watch luggage circle round and round on the conveyor belt, hoping to see her red duffel bag.
Black, green, plaid, floral, ugly yellow.
She says the colors in her head as the various suitcases spin past.
Don't even tell me they lost it.
All around her, fellow passengers claim their luggage and head off to start their vacations.
But what about me?
Melissa doesn't give in to the small panic. Instead, she waits for her bag. After all the luggage has been picked up and her bag is nowhere to be found, Melissa plunges into the dwindling crowd of people to find Dove.
Take me away from this place,
Melissa orders, swinging her arms around at the small airport.
I'm ready to collapse on the beach, even if I have no clothing, no bathing suit, and no sandals to my name.
The small features on Dove's face look sullen.
I can't find him. Here I am worrying about my bag, and she can't find her boy. Okay, maybe he's late?
Maybe. Dove eyes the faces again, hoping for a glimpse of the sign with her name on it, or just William, barefoot and tan, smiling at her short hair. Instinctively, she touches the ends of her pixie cut, fanning the silvery blonde bangs over her forehead.
Maybe he's late, or maybe...
She hates to say it, but does.
Or maybe he just forgot.